Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. I wish to read two rather lengthy passages from the book of Hebrews. First, from Hebrews chapter 1. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee? And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, And let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, Who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? But unto the Son he saith, Thy throne, O God, is for ever and ever. The scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Now the second passage is from Hebrews chapter 2. But one in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou made him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste of death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Now in these two passages are statements that at first glance may seem to be contradictory. In one, Christ is said to be better than the angels. But then it is stated, he was made lower than the angels. Well, what does this mean? And why is this revelation so important to us, and indeed to the whole world? We must understand, friend, the general purpose of the book of Hebrews. It was written to Jewish people who had been converted to Christ, but who were in danger of falling away. The epistle was written to prevent apostasy. Now this in itself is sufficient to show the fallacy of the false doctrine that once one has been saved, he can't fall away. But the book primarily is written to show why Christians should not fall away. The reason is because of the superiority of Christ over all before or after him. To show the superiority, the writer shows Jesus superior to several things that were sacred to Jewish people, such as the law given through Moses, the animal sacrifices under that old law, the Levitical priesthood, and angels. Now the book opens with a reminder how God speaks to us. In former times, God spoke through prophets and dreams and visions, yes, in a variety of ways. The Jews respected and cherished the divine messages that had been given. But now, God has another authority that supplants them all, and he is superior to them all. Now God speaks through his Son, Jesus Christ. And this is the meaning of the confession made by the Father as recorded in Matthew 17:5. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And this confession and this instruction was given in the presence of Moses, that great lawgiver for Israel, in the presence of Elijah, one of God's most outstanding prophets during the age of the Mosaic Law. You know, the importance of a message depends to a great extent on the authority of the messenger. If an ordinary citizen of our land should say that the nation would be at war within the week, why, this would not cause much concern. But if the President of the United States made such a statement, it will alarm the entire world. The authority behind the message of the Word of God is Jesus Christ. The message is important because of Him. And what is it about Jesus Christ that makes Him so important? Hebrews chapter 1 teaches that He is heir of all things. He is the Son of God. Through Him the worlds have been made, therefore He is Creator. This necessitates His eternal nature. This necessitates His deity. He is the brightness of the glory of God. He is even called God. Not only is He the Creator, but the Sustainer, because of His power over all things. He possesses the highest rank, being on the right hand of God, which simply means He has assumed the position on the throne, as preached in Acts chapter 2. He is higher, He is greater, He is better than the angels. Now, of what significance would this be to the Jewish Christians? They believed in the reality of angels and God's use of them, except for the group that's called the Sadducees. They did not. An angel is a messenger. And in this chapter, the angels under consideration are God's angels. Both the Old and the New Testament reveal that God has used angels in a variety of ways to accomplish His purposes. Let us consider some of these incidents. Angels came to tell Abraham of the forthcoming birth of Isaac. Angels were used to warn Lot of the coming destruction of Sodom. Daniel showed angels presiding over the courts of the princes. An angel smote Herod as he claimed deity for himself. God's prophets were often cared for by angels, and once were used for the release of the Apostle Peter from prison. Angels could have been used to protect Christ at the time that he was seized by his enemies, if that had been the will of the Lord. Angels were used to frustrate the devil's aims regarding the body of Moses. Angels announced the birth of Christ, as well as the birth of John the Baptist before him. They have been used to help God's people against their enemies. We're told that over 200 references mention God's use of angels. The Lord will return in the company of angels. These are but a few of the biblical references to angels that would cause any person who respects the Bible to believe in their existence. And the Jews did believe in them. Therefore, one who was better, or higher, or greater than all the angels would have to be one of high authority, deserving of reverence and glory. And in what way is Christ greater and better than angels? Verse 4 of chapter 1 says He has inherited a more excellent name. No angels were ever called the Son of God. In fact, angels worshipped Him, and the lesser worships the greater, not the other way around. Angels ministered to Christ following His temptation by Satan in Matthew 4. We even read where angels have been cast down and await punishment in 2 Peter chapter 2. But never so with Christ. The enemies of Christ are the ones that shall be cast down. In all of these things, it gives evidence that Christ is greater and that He is better than angels. Well, in what sense is Christ lower than angels? Psalm chapter 8, verses 4 and 5. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and crowned him with glory and honor. Now this scripture is mentioned by the Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 2. God created man, but obviously created him lower than the angels. Now since Christ left heaven, since Christ became a man, taking on the form and fashion as a man, Philippians 2, He, being greater and higher and better than angels nonetheless, in human form, could be said to be lower than angels. For he is not lower than angels in any sense at this present time, since he has returned to the Father, and he rules and reigns over his spiritual kingdom from his throne in heaven, Acts 7, verse 49. Having accomplished his mission, he left the walks of humanity. But while he was God in the flesh, Emmanuel, which means God with us, the Word was in the form of a man, and in that he was lower than angels by virtue of being human as well as being deity. And what is the significance, importance for me and you to know that Jesus Christ was both better and yet lower than angels? To know that he is better and superior is to know that he is deity. Authority and the gospel delivered by his authority is of utmost concern, and it is indeed the authority for all mankind. He is the way. There is no other, John 14:6. Seeing who he is, we can place our complete and unreserved faith and confidence in him, giving him our total allegiance. Being the Son of God, he is able to break the hold of sin and Satan that brings our doom and redeem us to our salvation. And this is salvation from which we dare not turn back, because to do so would be to leave the superior for the inferior. This the Jews needed to understand as they were being taught to return to a former system, the former system of Moses, by which they could not be saved. This we also need to understand as we might be tempted to follow the ways of men rather than the way of Jesus Christ. And since the word spoken by angels proved steadfast, those that disobeyed received their just recompense, how much more ought we be obedient to what the Lord Jesus has delivered and directed, seeing how he is greater and higher and superior to and better than angels? To know him as being better than angels is to know that this same Jesus is Lord and Christ, Acts 2, verse 36. But to know that he was made lower than angels is to know how God has provided for our salvation. As our passages state, God sent his Son to die in our stead. He tasted of death for every man, and he did this to be our Savior by his blood. Although he suffered on the cross of Calvary and died, he was raised from the dead, and therefore is empowered to give eternal life to those that come to him. Being lower than angels, he brings many sons to glory, Hebrews 2:10. In short, being lower than angels means that he died that we might live. With Jesus, then, being better than angels, yet lower than angels, God has shown in a manner incapable of duplication how much he loves us and how much he desires our salvation. We should recognize, we should accept the authority and greatness, friend of Christ, and partake of the spiritual salvation offered us by virtue of his greatness. Better, yet lower, shows what Christ has done for us. It is a rather simplistic expression that actually embraces the essentials of God's plan to save man by his Son. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.